Listening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts for this section with special directions for each part. Part 1. Question 1 to 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues and questions spoken in English. The dialogues and the question will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue and the question about it, read the five possible answers, and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have just heard. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear.
Andy, it's 11 p.m. Shut down the computer now. You have to go to school tomorrow.
Just a moment, Mom.
You've been saying that since the last hour. You'd better shut it down now, or else I will tell your father to sell it for good.
All right. I've shut it down now. Please don't tell father.
What does the woman warn the boy?
A.
He must shut down the computer, or else he cannot go to school.
B.
He must sell the computer, otherwise his father will break it.
C.
He must turn off the computer, or else his father will sell it.
D.
He must shut down the computer and go to sleep right away.
E.
He must turn off the computer, otherwise his mom will do it. The best answer to the question is he must turn off the computer, or else his father will sell it. Therefore, you should choose answer C. Now let's begin with number 1. Number 1.
Have you started your research project for management class?
Well, I have decided on a topic but haven't actually started the research yet.
Didn't you hear what the professor said yesterday? He reminded us that the deadline for the project is the last Friday of this month. That's like less than a week.
I know. Actually, I went to the library yesterday, but was not sure where to look.
What did the professor tell them to do? Number 2.
The lamp in my room is too dim. I have to try hard to keep my eyes open.
Why are you here? You are supposed to study in your room.
I hope he arrives soon. I can't concentrate on my lessons in this living room. There's just too much distraction here.
I didn't know that. I'll have your father look at it when he comes home from his office.
Where is the boy studying? Number 3.
I'm not happy with the way my clothes look after they are cleaned.
Why not find another laundry? There are quite a few of them in this town.
I already have. I tried the ones on Pawnee Street, Anderson Avenue, and Broad Drive, but none of them cleaned my clothes, like what I had expected.
Then you should try to wash them yourself. That might help.
What makes the woman unsatisfied? Number 4.
You look pale. What happened?
I didn't sleep a wink last night.
That sounds bad. Maybe it's because you have too many things to think. Is anything the problem?
Truth be told, I'm under a lot of pressure at work. My boss is very pushy. He assigned 3 projects to me and all of them must be completed this week. I'm not even halfway to finish any of them.
What makes the man unable to sleep? Part 2. Questions 5 to 7. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some incomplete dialogue spoken in English, followed by 4 responses, also spoken in English. The dialogues and the responses will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. You have to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question.
Did you see John? I have an important matter to talk to him.
I have no idea. Sorry.
Come on, you're his girlfriend, aren't you? You should know where he is right now.
What does the woman probably respond?
A.
No, I'm not. We broke up yesterday.
B.
He went to the bookstore last Sunday.
C.
He has many good books in his room.
D.
He's been reading book for 2 hours.
E.
He could be in the library at the moment. The best answer to the question "What does the woman probably respond?" is "He could be in the library at the moment." Therefore, you should choose answer E. Number 5.
Hi Aunt Janice. What a surprise. I didn't know you were coming. Please get in.
Hi John. Is your mother at home?
Yes, she is. She'll be here in a minute. She'll be overjoyed to see you. Anyway, would you like a cold drink?
What is the woman's possible answer?
A.
I'd love one.
B.
Thank you.
C.
D. Could I have one?
D.
I don't like cold.
E.
I hope it's not too much trouble. Number 6.
Have you heard the news?
Nope. What news?
Our school's basketball team couldn't go to the finals. They lost to Midwood High School, the underdog of the match.
What does Janice probably respond?
A.
I don't think so. Kim Shopping Center is better.
B.
Maybe. My friends like to shop there.
C.
Not really. They're just exaggerating it.
D.
Absolutely. It's a good place to shop.
E.
Perhaps. They often have sales there. Number 7.
Have you shopped at the newly opened Christina Shopping Center? People have talked about it lately.
Yes, I have. I was surprised when I found that the prices are much more reasonable than in other department stores.
So it's true, then, what everybody says.
What is the boy's possible answer?
A.
What a pity.
B.
How did it happen?
C.
That's not possible.
D.
I'm sorry to hear that.
E.
Poor things. Part 3. Questions 8 to 11. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues or monologues spoken in English. The dialogues or monologues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue or monologue, look at the 5 pictures provided in your test book, and decide which would be the most suitable answer for the dialogue or monologue you have just heard. Number 8.
Alice was so angry when she found that the juicer that she bought didn't work.
She certainly was. I never knew she could really snap like that.
Yeah, she always strikes me as a sweet innocent girl who wouldn't hurt a fly. What did she do with it anyway?
She returned it to the company and asked for a full refund.
What appliance did Alice buy? Number 9.
A chainsaw is nothing more than a portable mechanical saw. It can be powered in a number of ways, including hydraulic power, compressed air, or electricity. Many people use this tool to cut wood for their fireplace. Professionals and non-professionals also find it useful for cutting down branches and trimming foliage. Tree experts use powerful chainsaws to cut down trees and also use them for things like pruning, limbing, and bucking. A chainsaw makes all of these tasks much easier than having to get the job done manually.
What tool is described in the monologue? Number 10.
I can't believe we're going to Colorado. It's summertime, for God's sake. Colorado is only good in winter for skiing.
It's a great destination to go in summer too. There are a lot of things to do.
Like what?
We can go hiking in Crested Butte. The view is totally majestic. Or, if you don't feel like traveling on foot, we can rent horses or mountain bikes.
What can they do in Colorado in summer? Number 11.
Walruses are the native animals of the Arctic. They are among the largest pinnipeds, a scientific term for fin-footed, semi-aquatic marine mammals. However, while they have an intimidating size, and are carnivores, these animals are not aggressive. For that reason, walruses are often called the gentle giants of the Arctic. Walruses have large, flabby bodies covered in brown or pink skin. Short fur covers most of their bodies except for their fins. Their faces feature two small eyes, mustache, and two long tusks.
What animal is described in the monologue? Part 4. Questions 12 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker is saying. After you hear the monologue and the question about it, read the five possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have just heard. Question 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
Once upon a time, there was a red hen living in a farm with her little chicks. She also had a goose and a duck as her neighbors. One day, she found a grain of wheat. She asked her neighbors who would plant this wheat, but no one wanted to do it. So, she planted it herself. When the wheat was ripe, she asked them again who would take this wheat to the mill, and again, no one wanted to do it. So, off she went to the mill with the wheat. When she brought the flour home, she asked another question, who would make some bread with this flour? As expected, no one would like to do it. When the bread was baked, she asked them once again, who would eat this bread? This time, her neighbors flocked from all directions, shouting, I will, I will. But the red hen wouldn't give them any bread, because she knew that she was the only one doing the hard work. She ate the bread herself along with her little chicks.
Number 12. What did the red hen take the wheat to the mill for? Number 13. What best describes the red hen's neighbors? Question 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Craig Stone, and I'll be your guide for today's tour of Kyoto. First, I want to go over the itinerary for the tour, so everyone can enjoy the trip without being worried about being left behind along the way. We'll be visiting some of the most famous historical spots in Kyoto. Our first stop will be at the Golden Pavilion, a temple constructed in 1397. We'll be leaving there at 10:30. You'll have about 45 minutes to stroll around the temple and its gardens. Our next destination will be Ryoenji Temple. That's always a difficult one to pronounce. This temple is famous for its beautiful rock garden. We'll depart from the temple at 11:45. Next, we'll have lunch from 12 to 12:45. After that, we'll be making a brief stop at Heianjingu Shrine, which was constructed in 1895 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the city of Kyoto.
Number 14. What are they going to be doing at 10:00? Number 15. What is the next destination after they have lunch?